Let's talk about Hannibal, season 2, episode 11, Ko no Mono.
Which, by the way, translates to Tom was right.
Can I tell you a funny thing? So I was getting caught up on Hannibal last week, and I watched last week's episode, and I tuned into Spoiler in Time, because I thought, oh, last week's episode was great. We're seeing the descent of Will. It's kind of a different thing. I'm digging it. And then I turn on Spoiler in Time, and Brian's first thing is, Tom, I hated this.
Yes.
And then the entire rest of the segment is Tom convincing Brian, no, this is an incredible episode, and we're going to have an incredible episode next week, too. And Tom was 100% right.
Yes,
even
and I was
with
100%
the Freddie
Lowndes
thing.
But here's the thing. I was, I guess, 38 minutes into this episode, whatever it is, where
it's very late
ready.
When they show it off.
I was getting ready to text Brian. I was composing the text in my head of like, man, I wish I had been right, but I'm sorry I'm not. Hopefully there's something like I was thinking about that. And then suddenly I'm like, oh, Tom, stop daydreaming about text message composition, because look, Freddie Lowndes is coming onto the screen. You were right. You shouldn't have given up the whole time, because they did a better job in this episode of convincing me that Will had really done it than they had heretofore, which I think is genius.
What's funny is after our conversation, I was so convinced that you were right that I saw, I think we watched the same footage, but I think I saw a different episode, because everything went through the filter of like little tiny things like Tom was right. Look at this.
No, just,
look at this.
It's just the difference of like, okay, I've staked it all on being right. Oh, I bet I'm not. Cause look at that. Right. Like it's so funny that it's the same way.
We still haven't seen dead, Abigail, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I am still convinced that Abigail is down one ear and 100% alive and working.
We did get Hannibal admit to having killed her, which I don't think we had got.
We get Hannibal telling somebody he killed her,
admit is too strong of a word. You're absolutely right. But before this, it was like, well, did Will kill her? Did Hannibal? We don't really know. And this time Hannibal took responsibility for the idea that Abigail is dead. Maybe that's a better way.
Even then he vaguely phrased it as, I believe he says, some version of, I'm sorry I took that choice away from you.
Yeah, right.
Which
it's like,
also
why did you
is
do
not
that?
The same.
Oh, I'm sorry I took that choice away
exactly.
from you.
Exactly. I'm sorry I took that opportunity away from you, which is not the same as saying, yes, I'm sorry
no,
she's
you're
totally
right.
dead and I killed her.
Very carefully phrased.
Yes.
And as we know, the chief of staff of Veep, you know, we thought she was dead and she came back as well. So nobody's dead in Hannibal until you see him put in a grave.
Until you see them made into an art piece.
And
yes, even
until
then,
until they roll into the parking
because...
lot from Better Call Saul burning in a chair.
And even if you do see them made into a living version of Shiva, the destroyer, it might be because Jack was trying to cooperate with somebody to take somebody down.
Right. I as I was saying that, I'm like, except that wasn't in fact who they thought it was. Like, that was the part that convinced me. I'm like, oh, but it had the teeth.
Well,
they didn't say DNA, but it had the teeth.
Yeah, like, the moment, and to be honest, I was watching this whole episode through the Tom lens, and I was just like, okay, if Jack's in on it, then how easy is it to swap out orthodontic records and just... You know, that's
when you when it's your forensic lab.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I had the benefit of kind of binging the past 3 or 4 episodes all at once, and also going back and just catching up because it had been a few weeks since I watched. So I don't remember exactly where this happens, but I'm sure you both remember the scene with Jack and Will ice fishing, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was not terribly clear whether it was real or in his mind, but then it turned out to be real.
It turns out to be real, and I mean, at the time, it probably wasn't exactly subtle dialogue either. But you going back and rewatching that scene, you're like, oh, this is
them agreeing.
This is Will saying, I'm going to go down and get my own justice. If you would like to find your own justice, I'm going to be casting my line, and
you're
that might
right,
be my last
Bryce.
One. And so I never had that moment that you had, Brian, which, I mean, imagine watching this week over week. You probably would have completely forgotten about that scene.
Yeah.
But it was right there.
Oh, no. But binging it, it's like plain as day. It's like, hey, we're fishing. You want to catch yourself a mass murderer who eats people? Yeah. What do you say we work together?
I'm a master fisherman.
Hunt, but I bet fishing would work better in this case. Yeah.
But even the whole, like, how do you catch a fish? Well, you make the fish believe you are its entire world. And we've just saw an episode and a half where Hannibal and Will are in a gay relationship, and it's incredible.
Right. Yeah. We also got Graham breaking into the farm and threatening Margot's brother, Mason, hanging him over the edge, all in order to wake him up to the idea that he's being manipulated by Hannibal.
I got the impression, because I watched that ending twice to make sure that I read it right. The impression I got was that it was what Hannibal wanted. And so he ostensibly, at the surface level, was there because Hannibal wanted it. But now we heard a little bit more of a version of whatever he said to Freddie Lowndes, where he said, hey, think this through. Why do you think all this is happening? So I think he's trying to recruit, just like he did with Freddie Lowndes. He got Freddie Lowndes totally on board. I think he's doing the same thing with what's-her-name's brother.
Yeah, with Margot's brother. Yeah, I mean, he's like Hannibal, pigs that eat Hannibal. And you know, that's a delicious irony, you know, when Hannibal eats people, that have Hannibal die by being fed to the pigs. We all know it's not going to happen, but I don't know. Where do we go from here?
Dude. Okay. So what do we got? Two more episodes in this season.
Correct.
Well, we know the ending. Remember,
eventually he gets caught.
No. I mean, we saw at the beginning of the season, Jack turns on Hannibal. They have a knife fight in his kitchen.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
It is impossible to believe that is still this season. This season,
we don't know why the next two episodes fight's going to happen, but we do know that Jack and Hannibal have a knife fight.
Oh, we know why.
So maybe what? Hannibal goes underground for a season, and they have to suss him out. Like, he gives up the pretense of being a civilized.
Well, when I say we don't know why, obviously we now know after this episode that Jack believes Will.
Right. And is working with him to find out for sure.
And knows Hannibal is up to stuff. And so the knife fight is like him confronting Hannibal about it. How we get there and why it happens and what Jack is going for is those are the blanks we still need to fill in.
Yeah.
Because they're going very confidential in this information, right? I mean, he fooled the forensics lab, or they gave them Freddie Lowndes' dental records instead of saying, hey, let's say this is Fred. Like, he kept everyone out of the loop, including Alana, right?
Jack is like, well, Alana, you're getting too close to the truth. We better show you what's up.
In Alana, it's only Alana's passion that causes Jack to break and be like, okay, fine.
Do you think Alana, because we know Alana out of everybody
compromised,
has a back history with Hannibal. Do you think that she lets up? Because I bet she is the leaky cup.
She
might not even know she's leaking, right?
Like that moment where he smells her hand and discovers like, hey, have you been firing a gun? And she like knows enough to not try to fib to Hannibal because he's got the superpower of knowing the truth. So here's what I suspect. I suspect that the trap is perfect, and that at the end of episode or season two, by all rights, they should have Hannibal. But I believe you're right that Alana is the leaky cup, and just her knowing what's going on causes him to have the out to not escape into polite society where he wants to be, but instead underground. And he's truly like an unknown out there force in season three.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, we'll find out when we watch it for the next episode. That is Hannibal season 2, episode 11. Once again, folks, if you're watching along with us, next week will be Jupiter's Legacy episodes 3 and 4, Hannibal 2-12. We are scheduled to watch MODOK. We'll tell you in after talk and in the post on the website for sure about MODOK. It may be all 10 eps. It may not. We got to figure that out. But that's coming up next week. Thank you for supporting us. Patreon.com/cordkillers. It makes it possible for us to do these shows for you. And we will spoil you again next week.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.